Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Sean Arimus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by NextTech.
And again, we are joined now by Sean Arimus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here on our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Coach, you start the season 1-1 here in the first two games since we talked last week. You had a 40-29 lead early in the fourth quarter and beat Concordia 46-40 on the season opener. Tough one last night against Clay Center. You fall 51-46. Going back to that one against Concordia, you did trail 15-5 early, but we're able to kind of recover from that. What were the thoughts, and what do you see that first time out from your team on Friday night?
Yeah, it was a good win for our program and for our team, just to kind of get that first game out of the way, you know, the first game jitters and things. We came out real flat. Our shots were not falling at all, and so we had to find other ways to score. And so Jess Meyer did a great job picking up the defensive intensity and getting some easy steals and some layups, which kind of sparked us a little bit. And then, you know, we came out the second half, and things seemed to be clicking a little bit better offensively for us. And we were able to find some different advantages on offense, getting it to some certain people at certain times. And we were able to, you know, hit enough shots to win the game there. It wasn't pretty, but we'll take a win, that's for sure.
Tuesday, kind of a roller coaster ride. You led 11-3, but then they had a run, and they led by 13 at halftime. You guys cut it to as little as 3 late in the game, but you fall 51-46 at Clay Center. Kind of seems like it was a little similar as far as the margin was concerned to many games that you played against Clay Center, and they just barely come out on top again. What were your thoughts there Tuesday, and what were some of the things that you saw that you liked, but maybe that you could have done better in the end to get the win?
Well, Clay Center is a very good ball club. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have an experienced group there, and I was proud of our kids. We never quit. We kept fighting, and we were just as good as they were in many aspects of the game. We had too many turnovers there in the second quarter, and they were able to capitalize and hit, I think, 4 three-pointers right there on us, and that's how they got that lead. You know, it was within a 2-minute span there. We turned it over, and they kept hitting three-pointers, and that's tough to crawl back from, but our kids did, and they never quit. And they, you know, we just said at halftime, we got to pick up the intensity, we got to match their intensity, and we got to, you know, cut down this lead. And they did. Going into the fourth quarter, I think we were down by 3 or 4, and we could just never get over the hump. But we fought, and right up till the end, you know, we were down by 2 there and had to foul, and they hit a couple free throws to seal it, but. I was super proud of the kids, super proud of how they continued to fight, and our offense looked pretty good. And other than a couple turnovers there, we controlled the pace of the game pretty well. So a lot of positive things.
Republic County coming up on Friday night. You'll host them in NCAA League action, the first league game for you. They're coming off their first one of the season. They beat Concordia last night 44-22. They lost a couple pretty good Nebraska schools before that. What's Republic County bring to the table this year?
Well, they're very experienced. They got pretty much their entire team back from last year. And so, you know, these kids have had 2 or 3 years under their belt. And so they're going to bring experience. They're going to play tough defense again. And we're going to have to execute on offense. But I think hoping we have a size advantage with Shea and Portia and Lorna. And so we'll hopefully be able to attack on the inside and get our guards continuing to improve every game. So hopefully we can just, you know, run our game plan and come away with a win.
Sean Arimus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for joining us again this week. Good luck against Republic County Friday night in your league opener.
Thank you very much.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with NextTech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new NextTech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on Kitty Country 94 on our Locker Room Chats. Ryan Eilert joining us now, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, a 2-0 start for you. You win 62-34 over Concordia on Friday night to open out the season, and then 71-54 win over Clay Center on Tuesday. Let's go back to Friday first, 31-12 second half, so you really created some more separation there in half number two. Brennan Mason had a career-high 17 for you, and then exceeded that career high on Tuesday. But as you look back on Friday's win over Concordia, what stood out the most in that first win?
Well, it was a good first game for us. I thought our four returning guys in both games have just really led us, and had all in both games, both all four of them have been in double figures, and just been huge. And Bryce has played well in both, had double doubles in both contests, and just been a big inside presence. And then, you know, Vinny's done a nice job controlling the game. Carson's shot it extremely well, and I felt like Hudson's been more aggressive getting inside and also, you know, rebounding. He's put together two double-double games as well. And, you know, having those four guys start the season the way they have has been big for us, because we've got a lot of young kids that are trying to find their way in and find their role, and it's been great having those four to lean on.
Clay Center, last night you were tied 15-all and then went on a 26-4 run to lead 41-19. A lot of free throws in that game for you. What do you like about the way the kids kind of responded after maybe a little bit of a slow start on Tuesday?
Well, one thing that concerns me defensively, I felt like Clay Center, especially in the second half, was able to beat us off the dribble. And both Con and Clay were able to knock down threes on us. The kids have got their feet set and are comfortable shooting it. And then maybe, you know, we're not closing out far enough. But and at the same time, the second half last night just seemed like they were either knocking a three down or able to drive by us. And so, you know, we did a lot of good things in that game. Carson shot the ball extremely well in the first half, I think with five threes. And Bryce did a nice job again, just, you know, controlling the paint. But defensively, we've got to be more fundamentally sound. You know, I think more than anything, it's us maybe trying to do too much or push the issue a little bit more than just getting stops. You know, we're trying to get steals instead of just stops, and sometimes that gets you out of position. But overall, the first two games I've been pleased with. We got some things to work on, but happy where we are.
Republic County on Friday night, they're a team that's 3-0 coming off of their first win in quite some time against Concordia. They beat them in a low-scoring 135-34 last night. Looks like the Buffs are playing some pretty decent defense to start the season. What do you expect to see from them?
Well, they're a group that's always scrappy. They've got a lot of kids back from a year ago, so with a lot of experience. They've got a new coach, and so I'm going to have to watch some film to see what they're doing different, but it's a kid that played there, and so you know, a lot of times they bring, you know, the kind of the same mentality that has been there. So for us, we're going to have to come out and defend. And then, you know, like you said, they're playing good defense. We're going to have to find ways to score the ball like we have.
Ryan Eilert, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and good luck against Republic County Friday night.
All right, thank you.
And fans can hear those games and watch them on the online video stream on ncksports.com and on Z96.3 Through the Lake on the radio. Pregame coverage 5:50 for the girls. Tip-off at 6 and the boys' game to follow. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And welcome back here on our locker room chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Trina Luters joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, 2-0 start for you as you opened out the season with a 43-26 win over Southern Cloud on Friday. And then you open used to be the preseason tournament, kind of a round-robin schedule this year with Lakeside and Thunder Ridge. You went 42-25 and Downs over Lakeside on Monday night. Just take me back, though, to that first game, your first time out there as a head coach with Southern Cloud, and you pick up the 17-point win. What do you like about what the team did on Friday night in that victory?
I like that we played well together. The girls, we ran the floor well. We were fast getting up and down. We got back on defense, and the team atmosphere was amazing. The girls played as one.
And Lakeside coming into that one with that 1-0 record. And it was a 2-point lead at halftime, but you were really able to stretch things out a little bit then in the third quarter and ended up winning it by 17 as well, 42-25. What were some of the things that you saw from the group that stood out, I guess, the most in that Lakeside victory as well?
Again, our defense, we played tough D, and that helps get your offense going. If you're going to get back on defense, it just kind of makes things happen on the offensive end. And they dug deep and decided to get down, play defense. And, again, everyone played well together and hustled up and down the floor.
I know your daughter Trinity had 16 points in that game, 12 in the first game. Ava Stoll scored 10. One of the things that we saw in that second game, though, was a little bit of foul trouble from Ava early. How do you try to combat that as the season goes on to make sure you're not missing basically your post and your tallest player out there?
Yeah, we got to work on getting defensive position and a little bit of footwork and hopefully keep ourselves out of that situation that we found ourselves in on Monday.
Thunder Ridge coming up next. You'll play them on Friday. This team clearly is going to be different than the first two teams you've seen. They beat Lakeside 66-32 on Tuesday night, a team that really likes to turn up the pressure, a veteran squad as well. What's the biggest concern you have out of all that I just said about Thunder Ridge coming up on Friday night?
We know that they're going to be quick. And, yes, and again, a veteran team, they played well together for a while. And we're looking to run with them we have the same type of skills, I believe, and we will also be looking to push the ball up and down the court.
Trina Luters, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week. We'll see you on Friday. Best of luck against Thunder Ridge.
All right, thank you.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, you have a lot of time to work with the kids as far as practices were concerned before you got out to your games. You played on Friday and then on Monday, but you start 2-0. You beat Southern Cloud 67-34, and you went over Lakeside 80-58 there on Monday night. Just looking back at these first two games, we'll go to Southern Cloud first. How do you feel about the way the kids came out and the way they played after just a little bit of time off at the end of football season there?
Yeah, I thought we played fairly well for, like you say, most of them probably picked up a ball about four times from football to, from this summer to playing our first basketball game. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty good. Our effort was really good and, made a few mistakes on Friday that I thought we cleaned them up a little bit on Monday. Our defense obviously has a ways to go. I didn't like the fact that we gave up 58 to Lakeside, but, they got some players that can score. And but on the flip side of that, we scored 82, so obviously several more possessions than what we've had in the past, so you're probably going to give up a few more if in the – when we're looking to play a little faster. So
you talk about Lakeside, and tell me the difference with that team, because I looked up the stats last night when I was doing their game, and it was like they scored more than 50 points only four times last year, and they've done it in all three games so far this year. What's the difference offensively for them this year?
Well, last year I felt like they had more of a slowdown half-court game, and this year they're looking to get out and transition a little bit, kind of like we are. And, they got great shooters around. Kylan's a great shooter. Obviously, Carter's a good player, also can shoot and drive. Of course, Jace is a great player. Wyatt's a good player. I mean, they're just young, but they've got guys that can play. And, they'll probably surprise some teams this year, I would say. And they're going to keep getting better because, like I say, the more experience they get, they're going to continue to improve.
So Thunder Ridge coming up on Friday night. It's a team I saw last night as well. They're built for football for sure, but they do have some athletes out there. What are your thoughts on the Longhorns coming up Friday?
Yeah, they'll be obviously athletic and physical, and we'll definitely have to be ready to play. We'll have to handle their physicality on the inside. Connor's got to get play a little lower and get a little stronger, and have to be ready to play.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again this week. Best luck on Friday night against Thunder Ridge.
Okay, thank you.
And again, fans can hear those games on Katy Country 94. Girls pregame coverage 5:50, tip at 6. The boys' game to follow Friday night.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, really two ends of the spectrum here as we start out the season for the Lady Red. You won on Friday at Plainville, 57-37, an impressive win there. Then you take on a very, very good Central Plains team in the first round of the Moores Classic Monday at Russell and fall 75-17. Go back to the Plainville game. I know just chatting with you off air there, you had a pretty big run against Plainville in the second quarter there and were able to hold Dewey in check for most of the night. What are your thoughts overall that win?
No, we were really happy with the way we started the year down at Plainville because, you know, we knew that's the location and team and that we lost to last year to end the season, you know, and we wanted to correct the things we did wrong at the end of last year and play better. And as it turned out, we had a slow start. Plainville came out hot, made three threes on us early, and got a 17-10 lead on us. And then we started having some shots fall, some in the perimeter, and just did a great job from that point on in preventing Dewey from doing the things that she wanted to do to run their things they do within their offense. And we did go on a 28-1 run, and you know, we could probably play them 20 times and never get that again. But things kind of fell our way. We made shots. We got some boards and got their leader of their team and in some situations where she didn't like and got frustrated. So we were happy with that. And another good thing is it was a league game, so we're off to a good start within the league.
And then you take on Central Plains there Monday. You fall in that one 75-17. Like we said, a very, very good team. They're very good at putting on pressure on the other team. How did that all play out for you on Monday?
Well, we didn't practice for them. I don't know if that would have mattered. I don't think it probably would have, but we didn't prepare for a second game. We had no practices, from Friday to Monday, But that said, we didn't come out, and you have to be on your game to be in that game. You have to be really, really playing well and passing well and stay out of traps and that sort of thing. And we did exactly what they wanted us to do, it seems like, throughout the game, really. And, we didn't focus so much on just stopping one girl because we've done enough homework that we know they have a good team and very impressive. I don't know that anybody can really stay with that team, and I would like to see the game that of the team that does, because they're just so solid And I do believe that the Ryan girl someday will be in the WNBA. I really do believe she will be. And it's, you know, she just makes everybody around her so much better. And she talks nonstop. She's a floor leader. She's a general. And on top of all that, she's very polite, you know. Just everything about her is a class act. And I feel the same way with their coaching staff and everything. They just run a really good program.
You move on now to play the host school, Russell, there in the semifinals on the consolation side of the bracket coming up on Thursday. What do you think about Russell and the matchup that you're going to see with them? I know you've faced them in the past here. What do they look like this year?
Well, from what I saw on Monday night, they have a couple girls on the inside that are very physical. And that was the main part of what they did against Phillipsburg, was try to get the ball in there and post up strong and finish off plays. And they did a really good job of transition basketball, getting through Phillipsburg's diamond press and attacking the basket. That's the thing they did. They didn't just settle for getting through the press. They went ahead and attacked the basket and got drew fouls, made baskets that way. And they also have a point guard who is the sister of their good player from last year, the Dortland girl. And if you leave her alone from three, she'll make three. So we have to also honor that and hopefully be ready to go.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center, Letty Red here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us here this week, and best of luck as you finish out this Morris Tournament in Russell.
You bet. Thanks, Dusty.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts and schedule inspections all year. Take advantage of extra discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, net wrap, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-order John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Join us December 12th in Smith Center, the 13th in Phillipsburg, or visit LandmarkImp.com for a complete schedule of our Expo events.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. As we're joined now by Rob Buckmaster, coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, you've started the season 0-2, but two tight games for you and really down to the wire, especially that first one at Plainville on Friday night. You fall 42-39 and then a tough 32-23 loss in the first round of the Morris Stevens, or the Morris Classic is called now, in Russell. Just let's take it back to that first game, though, against Plainville Friday night. I know they're both teams really coming in off not a whole lot of basketball practice yet with their full teams, but just overall, what do you feel about that game on Friday and a tough three-point loss?
I thought we played really pretty well under the circumstances. We just weren't able to secure a couple rebounds at the end. We gave up a few easy buckets underneath our own basket. But overall, I thought our performance was pretty good. We led for all three-fourths of the game or so, just 2-3 points, but we just weren't able to finish. But I was proud of our effort. You know, we competed, and we had a chance to win at the end of the game. So, you know, that's mainly the bottom line, is to try to get to that point.
Central Plains there on Monday, and clearly probably the offense isn't where you wanted it to be in that game. You fall 32-23. Tell me a little bit about Central Plains, because I know they lost a lot of seniors from last year's state championship team, but what did they have that maybe caused the most problems there for you on Monday?
Well, it was a close game, you know, for until about 3 minutes left, and they pulled it out. We were down 2 or 4, had to foul, and they made their free throws, and we weren't able to score any buckets. But, yeah, they got a young team. I think they have one player back that played quite a bit. You know, they're going to get better. They're going to kind of be methodical like us. The score was low, as you saw. So, you know, they slowed the tempo down, and they were able to get ahead toward the end and hit their free throws. And, you know, if you're able to get ahead and hit your free throws, you're going to win most ball games.
So, again, you're 0-2. Now you get ready to go into the backside bracket here, the consolation semis at the Amos Morris Classic on Thursday you'll play. So tomorrow, taking on the host school, Russell. When you look at that team, I know it's a team that you've started to play here in the regular season a couple of years ago. They're 0-2 as well. What does Russell bring to the table this year that you expect to see on Thursday?
Oh, they got a lot of players and a lot of athleticism. You know, they're going to try to run the ball up and down the floor and score a lot of points, which – you know, we need to do the opposite because we can't score much. You know, we're limited. We don't have a very long bench, you know, and they have a lot of players. So, you know, our players are young, and so it's going to take a little while for us to get some confidence. But, yeah, they're going to want to run up and down the floor and press and, shoot threes. And, you know, they're athletic enough to do that. And, of course, now Russell's going to be in the Mid-Continent League starting next year, I believe. So they're going to be a Mid-Continent League foe for a long time. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough game for us. We're just going to have to try to slow them down and rebound, you know, rebound those long shots that they shoot. Hopefully they'll miss some.
Rob Buckmaster, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and good luck in these last two games of the Moores Classic there in Russell.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Next Tech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Next Tech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Next Tech.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts and schedule inspections all year. Take advantage of extra discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, net wrap, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You also have a chance to visit with our certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Join us December 12th in Smith Center, the 13th in Phillipsburg, or visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events. We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Darren Grauerholtz, coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, 2-0 to start the season. You win 72-15 out at Chase on Friday night, and then you pick up a home win on Tuesday, 66-32 over Lakeside. As far as that season opener was concerned against Chase, just kind of what you might have expected against Chase, you got out to a good start and were able to pick up a big win. Just what stood out the most there on Friday against Chase?
I think one of the things was we go down on the opening tip, we score, and then they come right down and hit a layup. And I'm like, if this is the way it's going to go, it's not going to be a good year. And I think everybody's like, okay, time to play ball, and we kind of stepped back and took a look at ourselves and started playing then, and we're doing a nice job hitting some shots, and I knew that we were capable of it. So I think that's one thing that we need to build on. The other thing, we just need to build on some continuity with the younger kids that are playing and coming off the bench that probably haven't seen the time that they could have, you know, in the last couple of years. So with this group, and once you sub people in and out, to find that continuity is one of the puzzle pieces that you're looking for, just so you don't skip a beat when you have to sub in certain situations, so you can keep the ball rolling. So, and I think that's one thing that we're looking for right now.
Lakeside game last night, you scored off the opening tip again, but you didn't let them score. You got out 28-0 in that one early in the second quarter. What do you like the most about the way the girls played on Tuesday?
Well, you know, and part of that is, you know, we had the JV game before that we didn't have a Chase, so I only had seven girls that I could actually play the whole game, and I had to save everybody else for the third and fourth quarters. So it kind of made things a little bit interesting when we had a couple girls get into some foul trouble there, and that's one thing that I didn't appreciate, but I really appreciate the aggressiveness and the hustle that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the two games, the contrasting games. We go down to Chase where we get officials that come from, bigger schools that they usually officiate, and the game was a little bit more physical than what it is once we come up here to 36. So once we got up here, we didn't make those adjustments. And we knew who was officiating ahead of time, and I warned them, you know. I said it's going to be a little bit different game. But until you get in that game, you don't know. But I love the aggressiveness and the quickness that we possess and getting the ball up and down the court. We just need to correct a few things as far as offensively is concerned with our passes. And like I said before, with our continuity. And the other thing is defensively, we've got to move a little bit better when the ball's not in our area and get to those right spots. And I think that's a couple things that we're going to work on today.
Osborne coming up on Friday night as you finish out what used to be the preseason tournament, just kind of a round robin this year with Osborne and Lakeside. When you look at the Bulldogs, they're 2-0. What do you see from them, and what are you expecting on Friday night?
Well, and that's the thing. You know, with the new coach, you're really not sure what you're going to get into and what they're going to do to try to stop us. So I think that's one thing is the unknown. Hopefully I can get a little bit of film that I can watch tonight and see what they're doing and try to make some adjustments. But, you know, we've got a young squad coming in there, and we're just going to have to continue to put pressure on people. And that's one thing. If you put some good pressure on people, that's where you can get the other team to falter a little bit, and that's what we're going to live on.
Darren Garholtz, coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against Osborne on Friday night.
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Jerry Webb with us, the coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, mixed results as you started out the season. You went on Friday night at Chase 62-22, a tough 75-44 loss to Lakeside on Tuesday. Just going back to Friday night's game, really a nice start for you. Jaden Stauffer, the sophomore, had 20 points there, restruck off 15, and Riggs Renneberg scored 12, so you balanced out some scoring as well. Just what were your overall thoughts there that first game and seeing them the first time out Friday night in Chase?
I thought it was a good start. The guys really executed what we've been focusing it on. I thought they did the game plan real well. They stayed disciplined throughout the game. Even through our subbing, we just seemed to keep shifting gears, not really losing much each time. I was real impressed with the guys on that first game.
Lakeside, on last night, you fall to them. Again, the score was 75-44, but you gave up 50 points in the first half, so just 25 in the second half. You kind of played a little bit better defensively there, but it seemed like just as I was there, they were just a little, like maybe a step ahead of you all night. What were your thoughts just overall of the loss there, and you know, what were some of the things that maybe went wrong that you felt like?
Everything that we did good against Chase, we didn't do last night. We didn't dictate the pace. We didn't dictate our offense. Real poor, I thought. Our weakest point was defense. We were just way reacting, not being proactive on the defensive end. You know, we kind of got them fired up over halftime, come back out. And, yeah, I told the boys it was a real compliment to them of what they did in the second half, but you can't spot somebody that many points and hope to come out with a win.
So, again, you're 1-1 now, and it's basically the preseason tournament what we're doing right now, but just a round robin with just three schools instead of four here. So you have Osborne, as you normally do here at this point of the season, and this is a team that's 2-0 when you play them on Friday night, and, boy, they've been playing real well offensively. Haven't had a lot of time to work, but it doesn't seem like they've missed a beat. What are your thoughts on Osborne on Friday?
Again, you know, they're going to be disciplined. They know their roles. All five guys are going to come at you. So it's going to be a real tough challenge for us, but a good one. I mean, it's kind of like this preseason, kind of sets the tone for the rest of the year. So, you know, going into practice tonight, you got two options, boys, fold or go get better. So hopefully we get better and give Osborne a good run for it.
Thunder Ridge basketball coach Jerry Webb here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us again here this week, and best of luck on Friday night against Osborne.
Thank you.
Fans can hear those games on Katy Country 94. I have girls pregame at 5:50, tip-off at 6, and the boys game to follow Friday night.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.